Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we are waiting with bated breath for the plan from John W. Spring to negotiate an end to the North Korean standoff. I'm going to use a little analogy and here's some dark humor. If you're having a Mexican standoff in a steel-plated elevator that's relatively medium size, and the person is on crack cocaine and they got bombs attached to them and high-powered weapons and everything, and you got your bombs and high-powered weapons and you got them literally aimed at each other's head and guts, that's the situation we have with North Korea. It's not tenable. North Korea, just with its two rockets, its 18,000-plus rockets in the literally aimed from the demilitarized zone directly at Seoul, the estimated number of people that can die out of 25 million is up to 10 million can die just from the two rockets, let alone nukes and everything else that can happen from the giant military that North Korea has. They have one of the largest militaries on the planet because they militarize their entire population. You know, even if they're eating snakes and bugs and other things, they're still alive and capable of killing. And people don't understand this, that we have to have a negotiated end to this, because unless they have a defense against two rockets and the danger of nukes hitting Guam or even hitting even China, I mean, I don't trust that North Korea is controlled even by China or Russia. I mean, they'd do anything to maintain their power and their little colony of craziness. But that's why hearing John W. Spring may be a kind of a salvation, because I'm sure there's a way out of this, because what people need to know, the CIA announced today on Drudge, and General Mattis and others have already said that the button's not, you know, despite Steve Bannon said it's off the table, it's not. That we could end up with a shooting war with North Korea, which will pull in China and Japan, and we could have a full-fledged nuclear war. This is not going to be not a party. This is going to get crazy and crazier and mega-lethal to multiple nations. This is not just going to be whack North Korea and it's over. We have to find a pathway to peace, don't we? So, John, tell us what it is.
Well, Dr. Deagle, first of all, it has been a great honor for me to be on your program today. Since we last spoke, I have done more extensive research, and I've come to a conclusion that we could probably make even a better deal than what I had estimated from our earlier conversation. And this is because the United States has developed a technology whereby it is able to extract the rare earth out of ores and metals that North Korea has in great abundance.
Yeah, no, I know they have, I think it's lithium, right?
They do have large amounts of lithium, but
right.
That in itself is a great asset, and that would by itself be worth a great deal. But
right.
In addition to that, Dr. Deagle, they have large quantities of rare earth ores, and America has fairly recently, within the last 2 years, developed the means whereby they can extract additional rare earth far more economically and in larger quantities than we ever imagined before. I'm keeping that part from the public to a certain extent. I have informed the president of that already, or at least attempted to. I don't know if he's actually read any of my analytic reports, but that has been sent to the White House. And I'm hoping that I can get more support from your listeners and others who are obtaining my analytic reports, so that hopefully if just one of these letters gets through to the president, he will be receptive to it. And let me just say this. If such a plan is looked over by the president, he understands economics, and when he is authorized when he is able to authorize his personnel to do additional research on this matter, I think he will come to the conclusion that this is a proposal, a very realistic proposal, that Kim Jong-un will want to consider, because it will bring far more wealth to his nation, and to himself than he ever dreamed of. Because right now, he's making the ultimate sacrifice to come out with a missile and nuclear program, which is basically further impoverishing a nation, and it's not going to be sustainable for any great length of time under those conditions. So by considering this deal, he, in all probability, would end up with a quasi-neutral entity similar to a buffer zone. And in addition, he would have such tremendous wealth, and his people would prosper to the extent that he would undoubtedly become one of the greatest leaders in East Asia.
Right. Okay. Well, we don't know if that's what his goal is. Now, let's go back through some history too, so we can kind of look at this realistically. Let me just give you a vignette here, analysis. Firstly, the third generation that was originally a satellite of the former Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I don't think that Kim Jong-un is totally psychotic. I think he's brilliant, even though you look at him and say, well, he's fat, so he's going to be stupid. No. He's brilliant, because you can tell he's playing the tit-for-tat game with the Western nations in America, and he's literally, this little nation is getting a lot of press. When he hears interactions with the basketball star who he likes from America, you realize that this guy did visit, and you saw him over at Disneyland, so he's not totally a nutball. You have to understand whatever his psyche is, and you have to get into the Asian mind of, we call brilliant Asian mind, that this man is manipulating. Now, what's his goal originally? I think he wants his entire car collection to be intact. I want him to think he wants his blood pressure and his skin to be intact, so in other words, he's still alive. He wants to be worshipped as the great leader of his nation. I don't know if they're going to actually amalgamate North and South Korea so much, but they can neutralize the nuclear weapons. One of the big problems, and this was one that LaRouche saw years ago, and was why they put him in prison, he wants to share the missile defense systems of the Star Wars system with other nations like Russia and China, so nobody could be hit with a nuke. At some point, and I believe it's during the first or second term of Donald Trump, we will achieve that. We'll have a missile defense system that will make it impossible to strike America either with a cyber attack against our grid or a missile defense attack against us with a scalar biological or nuclear weapon. And we need to share it with our enemies as well as our allies. And I think, to be honest with you, there's a time window where literally Kim Jong-un could be thought of as the man that bought us the Jetsons, because these special deep cycle batteries will allow us to have anti-gravitonic vehicles that don't have wheels, and cars can literally fly and follow basically roadways in the sky using GPS coordinates and high speed roadways to go at subsonic and hypersonic speeds, so you don't have to worry about just ground-based roads. You can literally take off and have roads in the sky. And Kim Jong-un could be one of the men that, because of these special minerals, he allows Earth to literally have the Jetsons. What do you think? The Jetson leader.
Well, I concur with everything you're saying. It's sort of interesting to note that in his annual speech that was made a few weeks ago, besides holding on to his missiles and sort of sticking to his guns for the time being, his next priority is to develop the nation technologically so that hopefully his own people will supposedly prosper more. Now, whether or not he is sincere or not, we don't know yet.
I think he wants that, actually. He's continuing the regime that his father and grandfather had, because that's the only way to keep the country together in a totalitarian cult state. But I don't think, to be honest with you, I think the cult thing is starting to wear off. If he wants to visit Disneyland and maintain all his cars, he's got to stop being a megalomaniac dictator. Same sheet of music. I think that China and North Korea and even Japan has got the clear message: Donald Trump is no pushover. He wears level 3 body armor, has his own private security force besides the force. And I want everybody to recall this. In October of 2016, they found an FBI officer in the Trump Tower with an unlicensed Glock that had no serial numbers. They weren't filed off. I know from working with FBI and CIA and NSA people, you don't get unregistered Glocks unless you are in an intel agency. They weren't filed off. They never existed. There were no serial numbers. And the FBI officer that they found that was literally on his way to kill Trump or assassinate him was pronounced dead, D-E-A-D dead, as in gone to the next world 5 years earlier, even with formal ceremonies and awards. So this guy was a dead FBI assassin who actually had an unregistered Glock that we know only goes to the intel agencies trying to kill Trump. You got to understand, Trump's a tough son of a bitch. And if they think they're going to knock this guy off easy, they're delusional. He's not. He worked in the toughest real estate market on the planet. He's not Mr. Pushover. And I want people to know that even when he gives power to his generals, those generals like Mattis and others aren't playing games. If they see an airburst nuclear explosion off of Guam that could harm people and have radiation across the Pacific Ocean, they're going to whack this guy. And the greatest danger to Kim Jong-un, and he needs to get this message if he's listening or his buddies are, his greatest danger is his own generals. Not America, not Trump. Trump wants to make a deal. He's a deal maker. He wants to get those minerals out and make billions and trillions of dollars. He wants to give us make Kim Jong Mr. Jetson. Because you have all these high-powered deep-cycle batteries, you can have anti-gravitonics. You know that we have discovered with a Japanese inventor, and I know about all the inventions on this, Nakamatsu. Do you know about Nakamatsu? He has more patents than Edison. Nakamatsu discovered anti-gravitonics over 20 years ago. Do you know that?
He discovered what? I didn't quite...
Anti-gravitonics. We can have anti-gravity vehicles all over the place over 20 years ago. And they basically told him, bury the patent, or here's $100 million, or we're going to kill you and your family. So they buried the patent, but believe it or not, we have multiple technologies for anti-gravitonics, and guess what it needs? It needs rare earth elements to make super deep cycle batteries to generate enough power to have anti-gravity fields. And so what you're saying is this would be more valuable than even oil or gold, to be honest with you. It's the gold of the 21st century.
Very definitely, yes. He's sitting on a gold mine that's worth more than gold, or maybe worth...
More than gold. The only reason is the real issue is personal power. Not just power generation, but personal power. If you can download, for example, we had last week Rich Shaven, who's up, we call offgridmontana.com. The guy's a brilliant guy. We've had him on 5 years ago on this show. And Rich Shaven, and he talked about these deep cycle batteries called the Retzer batteries. And these new batteries now are going to replace the silicon batteries that we have, or lithium batteries. They will literally allow us to fire up batteries in less than a minute. and you can go 500 or 600 miles with them in a vehicle on the ground. But imagine anti-gravitonic vehicles that can literally fly too, and you can literally make trace highways in the sky, so you can actually have left and right lanes and everything. And people would, you can literally have electronic taking over control of the vehicle, so you can't crash, because these supercomputers with multiple layers of redundancy would make it impossible to crash, even in weather. So people don't know this is the future. This is the future that 20, 30, 40 years from now, how did that happen? It happened because we knew about it back here, but we weren't going to release it, and we had to have a treaty with Kim Jong-un to get the materials to actually allow you to have a Jetson vehicle, believe it or not.
Yeah,
interesting,
well,
eh?
Trump will make it a deal, unlike presidents in the past who just want to give away taxpayer dollars.
He's not going to. Everybody's going to benefit, just like he wants reciprocal trade with China. When you talk to Mr. Ma, Ma was going away really happy. He said, for me to make 15 million jobs in China, I need to make 2 million jobs in America. Yeah, exactly. Go, Mr. Ma. And by the way, we can set it up so we don't have to wipe out the mom-and-pop stores in America. We need to have it so that we have niche stores that can provide local products. I want to see, I call contraction of big stores like Macy's, so you have 10 times more stores but small square footage, so you rotate the products out. So people can try couches and chairs and things, and they rotate the products from a warehouse every week. And you don't go to a 70,000 square foot store, you go to a 7,000. And there are a lot more of them. I want to see where you can walk around and go, you know, to a specialty restaurant and so on. You can literally walk like a little, with trees around and everything, make it much more friendly. So a senior citizen or somebody can go shopping and they don't feel dizzy from a shopping center that's so massive that it just wears you out. I mean, you can go to one of these stores now and it's like you can be there for days. And there's no need for that, is there?
No, there isn't. And
that's why I like online shopping. I can go to Jet.com or Amazon, and I can pick and find products that are superior at a reasonable price. But there's a way of competing if you have a superior product or service you can provide directly, which is what some of our financial experts have talked about.
Yes. Well, again, Dr. Deagle, I am so excited about the research that I've come across.
Let's go through some of your plan. I want you to give some of us the specific details, because we're going to post up the link. You have an article probably written about this that we'll actually post up today. Can you give us some of that details?
Well, the ultimate details, those I have to hold back for a little longer, because unfortunately, if they get out to before they get to Trump, it's going to end up being some other foreign entity making a deal with Kim Jong-un instead of us. I'm already getting contact with China and Japan.
Yeah, in other words, you think that some other country, like China and Japan, will try to make the deal to get the these minerals out, and it won't neutralize the nuclear program, because the real danger is not just, if you want the Walmart for nukes, it's North Korea. I have intel sources that tell me that there's Iranian and Venezuelan and other country representatives and nuclear scientists on the actual test sites for Kim Jong-un's nuclear program.
Oh, they're there.
Yeah. And they're on site. Now, you have to understand, the missile guidance system that is in Kim Jong-un's current nuke systems is entirely Russian from the mid-90s. It's multiple companies contributing and multiple investors already for years, decades. And some of them are Chinese, some of them are not Chinese. People have to understand that. There's multiple companies and individuals and banks bankrolling Kim Jong-un to get the materials, the microchips, and whatever. It's not just from one freaking source. People have to say, we want to blame China. China, of course, being the biggest economy, is going to have the largest number of individuals or PLA members or banks, whatever. But it's not just China, is it? And people need to get that. And you realize, even if Xi was to clamp down like we're clamping down on all these individuals, it doesn't stop everything, including microchips and titanium going to make rocket shells or whatever the hell he needs to have a launch system. He started launching what's called solid fuel rockets. That's real dangerous, because then you can drag these things out on a rail line or on a large truck, and you can haul the damn things out anywhere out of the side of a cave, and you wouldn't see a signature telling that they're loading up with fuel from space, from a space-based satellite. They just launched, and then seconds later, the damn thing is up to Mach 12, and it's heading toward, say, New York City in 26 to 27 minutes.
Right. These are solid fuel propellants that they're now using, that they've already developed. And they're very portable, and they have a long shelf life.
Right, so you got to understand, see, basically what Kim Jong-un is demonstrating is, if a sawed-off republic starving to death eating snakes and parasites, can make weapons of mass destruction, war is becoming obsolete. So peace becomes essential. If you don't have peace, you have what's called Pyrrhic victory, which means your ghost is standing over the dead bodies. How's that?
That's so true.
Yeah. War is now becoming obsolete. Disclosure. I'm going to give you a couple of what I call dissected and analytic measures. Number one, you don't want to give out all the business plans because you talk about where the minerals are and what they are. Other countries are going to swoop in and try to make the deals before we actually neutralize the proliferation of nuclear weapons in North Korea. And you've got to understand there are scientists coming from Iran and Venezuela and elsewhere that are drooling that even though they're taking notes and making videos or whatever, going back to their home country, they might jump 5 years of research by just being participatory watching scientists visiting North Korea while Kim and his scientists are moving forward with the help of Russia, China, and others. People need to understand it's not just a China problem, it's a Russia problem. There's probably, if we had full disclosure, there's a lot of individuals, banks, they're not just Chinese and Russia, although the majority of them are, that are actually participating in making Kim Jong a big bad boy. And I consider part of it that the People's Republic and Army have elements that want to tolerate North Korea, even if North Korea actually puts China in danger. Because we can't guarantee the North Koreans, and I'll give you a story. This is an ugly one, but it's a story. I had one of my experts on a few weeks ago, and there was a story about a woman who was a North Korean, and she happened to be near the Yulan River in the demilitarized zone, and she actually got pregnant with a Chinese father. And when the government got word of it, that she actually was pregnant and her husband or her boyfriend was Chinese, they aborted her. They cursed and swore at her and put her into civil detention. And they aborted her baby and put the baby in a bucket and saying that's where Chinese should be. So if the Chinese think the North Koreans are their buddies, they're delusional. They're ancient enemies. People need to know the peoples of North Korea and South Korea and Japan are all the same kind of genetic heritage, and they've been at war with China for 5,000, 10,000 years. This is not something new, is it?
No.
And these people are not lovers. I mean, you got to understand they're on both sides of the Yulan River. China could be a target of nukes from North Korea. They may not be just passively kind of feeding all this crap to them, and there's some generals that think it's a good idea to make North Korea militarized, but it actually may be dangerous for China. Yeah, it's not just the 24 million plus people that may arrive across the border. The North Koreans and the Koreans in general have the highest muscle-to-bone ratio, including the Japanese, in the world of any humans. They have exceptionally high IQs. They're driven, hypomanic people. I mean, these people are manic. My neighbor, who owns a furniture factory in Seoul, South Korea, and he's a jazz musician, too. This guy's driven. But he was so bored, he bought a bunch of farms here for making avocados. This guy is like, man, he's like the Energizer Buddy on really good batteries. Damn it. I mean, you have to understand this. And when I talked to my great uncle, who actually fought the Korean War, the most deadly fighters on the planet are Koreans. These guys are. They're like, oh my gosh. I mean, they are freaking unbelievable. The Turks are bad, but they're most deadly. And this is all my uncles who fought in the Second World War and Korean War, etc. The Koreans are, whoa, you got to watch it, man. For their size, their muscle-to-bone ratio, and their reflexes and everything, they're like serious, almost superhuman.
They are. some of my classmates lied about their age and fought in Korea. I waited till I was 17 before I enlisted.
Right.
And by then, the war fortunately was over. I think it was fortunately, but I have some reservations about that. But
right.
There's another factor that we need to keep in mind about Korea, and that is that the Koreans also hate the Japanese.
Oh, I know that. And I know. Well, they hate the Japanese because of what the Japanese did during the Second World War. They came into Korea, and they did horrendous things. They used their women for whores.
Right.
They starved a lot of the people. I mean, the Japanese treated the Korean people, even if they're the same genetic heritage, with absolute disgust. And
yes,
and so the Koreans hate the Japanese and they hate the Chinese. People need to know that.
Yes.
You know.
Of course, China did assist the Kim family after MacArthur just about took over all of Northern Korea.
Well, that was just a military thing because they didn't want a U.S. ally on the other side of the Yilan River.
Right.
So I think a deal could be made, and I don't know if your documents are going to get through. They, of course, this show is very popular. I just looked in the list of Genesis shows now, and we've been back since September. We've been with 13 years, so we're among the top six shows now in Genesis.
Well, keep in mind, if we had to fight a conventional war, Japanese soldiers are not going to be going to Korea to fight that war. They're too incompatible with the with the Koreans.
Well, what they'll do is they'll have missile defense of their own country, and Japan is the third nuclear power. They're after Russia and America's Japan. Japan will nuke the hell out of China. They are mortal enemies. I mean, especially after going in the 1920s to Manchuria and so on, and what they did to the Chinese was absolutely vile. People didn't know that if they know any details of what the Japanese did to the Chinese, they didn't have banks there. They went host to host and raped the women and killed the men, stole all their gold and everything right in their homes and so on. It was absolutely mind-boggling. And they used bioweapons against the people there, too. Some of the first bioweapons in history were used by the Japanese against the Chinese. Do you know that?
They used chemical reagents. Yes, I'm very much aware of that.
Right. They used chemical weapons that right now would be against the rules of war, even, the kind of chemical agents of bioweapons they used in the battlefield and so on and on against civilian populations. So they didn't have any restraint at all, the Japanese, when they came into Manchuria. They were scary.
And by comparison, they would almost make the Nazis appear to be humanitarian.
Exactly. In fact, I'll tell you what my uncle said. My great uncle fought in Japan against the Japanese in World War II, and he got a special, I don't know what the name of the award was, one of the highest awards fighting in the military. And he said he knows why we use the nuke. He said because the Japanese were such vicious fighters and so cruel to their prisoners of war that the only thing he thought that could stop them is a nuke. So part of the reason why we nuked Japan was because the people were almost like, you know, one of these battlefields where you strip off the skin of their left arm and right, and they'll actually take the dead limb and beat you to death with it. I mean, that's how scary the Japanese were. And they were literally, the way they treated their prisoners, the way they come in and invade an area, the way they, how quickly, like Blitzkrieg they did to the Germans when they're on these performance-enhancing methamphetamine. Most people don't realize that one of the reasons why the Germans broke through the French lines, they gave Adolf Hitler an order to release 350,000 doses of methamp, which they had a different term for. But methamphetamine, which we talk about, you know, is a street drug now to get high, was a thing, the performance-enhancing drug that the U.S. Air Force has to use in battle. Do you know it's required to use methamp in battle? Did you know that?
I did not.
No, I was in the Air Force Academy pilot, civil aviation examiner, and you're not allowed to take blood pressure pills that can cause you to red out or blackout, but if you go into battle, you might need to be amped up. And they give you methamp before you go into battle. You didn't know that, hey? The same stuff that Adolf Hitler used to break through the French lines. And this is scary stuff. People don't understand what's going on, and of course the future wars are going to be remote-operated battlefield warriors and drones. We're moving toward drone and robot wars. We're not going to have humans directly on the battlefield, except if they're going to be victims of these monstrosities raging across the battlefield and destroying everything in their pathway.
Yes, but that means civilians are going to be more vulnerable than they have.
Way more vulnerable. These robots are going to have autonomous kill reflexes in them, and if you're in their pathway, man, you're dead. And if you think you can fight these things, you're crazy. They can fly, they can shoot, they don't need to sleep, they don't take food. They just need to recharge, and if they got nuclear packs in them or some energy generation system, they're going to go and go and go. And if you think they're going to just blow them up, they're going to be shielded against all kinds of weapon systems that ordinarily kill a human.
Yes. Now, you're very much aware, Dr. Deagle, that the tsunami that hit northeastern Honshu during 2011.
Right.
That one of the nuclear reactors was powered by plutonium. And you and I...
Actually, that reactor is called the Reactor 3. I actually did two videos, updates a few months ago. I'm going to do a presentation to the Academy of Environmental Medicine this year, either directly on-site or remotely. But people need to understand that was making a Mach 3 reactor to make plutonium detonators for warheads. You're absolutely correct. You are a wise man, O. John W. Spring. You know that the Japanese were armed to the teeth with advanced plutonium detonator high explosive nuclear weapons. This wasn't just a reactor to great power, was it?
No, it was not. And going back to World War II, they were just about 1 month behind us.
They're here. The Japanese population are very smart. Their actual population is contracting. 40% of the young people have never had a relationship with the opposite sex or plan on having sex. Some of them are into what's called digisexual, so they're interested in eventually maybe having sex with some kind of female or male robot. So they're weird. But the Japanese are not stupid people. These people literally live in the Matrix. If you go over to Japan, the people are driving along the freeways with little oxygen cylinders to get enough oxygen because there's so many automobiles in such a tight area, there isn't not enough oxygen to breathe or to breathe for cars to have their internal combustion engines work. So a lot of people buy little cylinders to have on their seat beside them or on the floor and run little nasal prongs out to actually get additional oxygen while they're driving. Did you know that?
I'm aware that they have been using a lot of bottled oxygen.
Yeah, that's why. Now, you have to understand, too, the Japanese missile systems, which have been superior for years, are probably the second, at least, maybe pretty damn close to the top, but second at least, to the European Space Agency and our new missile systems we've been developing. We had been not developing new systems for years. I took care of the guys at Little in Colorado, Lockheed Martin, that were making the RD-80 Russian rockets, which are at that time the best. This is about 20 years ago. The RD-80 rockets were producing a lot of the rockets that were actually launching our supplies going back to the International Space Agency, which, by the way, idiots like Obama made the space programs go dark. Now, you have to understand that the what's going on with the Japanese are no slouches. You know that the top nation in the world for working on human cloning and genetic engineering to grow human fetuses in utero are the Japanese? Do you know they're number one? They're not number two or three. Second, of course, they're doing a big research in Beijing with a giant facility there to try to clone and create humans. They're also doing what's called genetic editing. Do you know what genetic editing is?
Not entirely.
Creating genetic transhumans. Now, they asked me to work on the genetic editing program, which was at UCLA, to create technologies to actually have bidirectional connections to their consciousness. But the engineers were working on genetic editing in 1978. Decades ahead of what people think we have a lot more nasty stuff than you can imagine. And genetic editing is you can actually take genes from different phylospecies and genera and introduce them to the female fetus embryo and create a transgenic superhuman, literally an ex-woman or ex-man. And their plan was to use women, not men, because testosterone makes you more likely to break ranks with your commander. So they wanted to use women who could be genetically edited to have super genes from different phylospecies and genera, like actinomycin from jackals, which has 12 times the crushing force of wild lions. Did you know that? The most powerful muscle fibers in the world are jackals.
But also the lioness is the more treacherous of the lions.
Lions and lionesses have nothing. If you've got a pack of jackals, the lions stay away from them. Jackals can break bones with 12 times the crushing force of the largest beast on earth. Even in terms of the crushing force of, if you could project it back to Tyrannosaurus, little jackals, which are 60 to 120 pound plus, these little buggers have got 12 times the crushing force per square centimeter of a lion, the biggest lion you can get. And it's because of their actinomycin as a genetic, hybrid type that allows them to break down through bones and eat the marrow. Now, you have to understand, what's going to the future is basically an X-Man and a cyborg and drone war. That's where we're going. And the fact is, we really can't tolerate this kind of... somebody's trying to call me, which is always... I call these aggravating calls that are trying to market something. What people need to understand is we need a deal with Kim Jong because this is a war that nobody can win. Basically, war is becoming obsolete. Also, economic war is becoming obsolete. If we start an economic war with China, which is literally one of our largest suppliers, we'll kill ourselves. And they'll kill themselves if they actually try to play an economic war and play dirty ball with America. They have to start allowing companies to own more than 49% of companies. They have to allow us to not have to give all our technology to the Chinese. They have to allow us to not be ripped off. They have to allow us to make sure their products that they bring in, they don't have our products made in the machinery, and then that night they make a knockoff product and sell it, say, on Amazon or Jet to try to kill our competition. They need to start playing fair ball so we have reciprocal trade. And Donald Trump's going to do it, Mr. Dealmaker, the same way I really think that Donald will work out a deal. He's got these generals in the background that are scary as hell, and we got Donald, who's also very scary. He has a big button, a nuclear button, and he'll use it. But I don't think he wants to use it. He doesn't want to be, you know, called a president that caused, you know, World War III or triggered 10 million souls, South Koreans, and 68,000 million American troops to die in a very nasty conflict that isn't going to be good. I mean, it'll expand because, you know, if we have a nuclear exchange between Japan and China, Russia will target U.S. military bases and ask us to surrender, which we won't. And we have space-based weapon systems that are centuries, not just decades ahead of anybody else. And it'll be devastating. The planet will be unlivable. If you're not inside a dome city or away from one of these places of extreme damage, you're dead, man. You know, people don't get this, how bad it could get. And we could literally, in the first 24 hours, have 100 to 150 million dead Americans if we start this North Korean
thing. Yes. And that's
easy.
Why we need a plan. And I think you posted my plan on your website.
Yeah, give me some more of these letters, and I'll post them all up, because we need to put it up there. But I do want people in the administration to realize you need to use a carrot and a stick. But you also need to clamp down on all the individuals. If the individuals are supplying microchips and fuel and factory and other things, we can target them. That's why they can use metadata and banking and so on, and they can shut down everybody, whether it's guys inside the PLA or people outside China or Russians or whatever. And I'm sure Putin probably has people inside the Russian Duma that actually want to do bad stuff and continue to support Kim Jong-un and keep him a nuclear force. Putin probably is a better chess player and realizes this is suicidally stupid. Taking off America at this time where we're building our missile defense systems and are upgrading our military is a bad idea. If you want to get whacked and destroyed, they had a test October of 2016, and they did one in the spring. The Russians did it with a quarter of their population, 40 million, doing a war game simulation of World War III with America. We'll wipe them out in minutes. They don't have any conception of how bad it'll be, but they'll kill most of us. I mean, what'll happen is in the first 24 hours, 150 million Americans will bite it. Now, you might have survivors, but you might have a population of 50 or 60 million left after the end of a war. They're not in a blast zone or directly near a military base or downwind of a nuclear reactor, because you guarantee one of the alternative sides thing to do is just hit even one of the small nukes. If it hits a nuclear reactor, it'll make the entire area around it a nuclear dead zone.
Yes. Right. My estimates are we would lose 170 million Americans.
Yeah, you're in the right ballpark. It's going to be a lot. And the thing is that it'll turn America into a nuclear ashtray, and most of it won't be livable. There won't be no power. I mean, we'll be back, and, you know, the ice, the Stone Age will be like the Sandals Resort. This will not be going back into the Stone Age. This will be not like anything mankind's ever been exposed to before. Okay? A radioactive dead zones, where even things like if there's animals that survive, they'll be called devil dogs. And I know we worked in an emergency where when animals were left by their owners, let's say out west with the oil industry, they literally congregate, so you can have hundreds of pets, from little chihuahuas to great big pets, and these devil dogs can rip a human being to pieces in minutes. People don't realize, they say, oh, these are my little pets. No, when they're wild and they're hungry, they revert back to the original nature, and it can be really dangerous. And don't think that the little pet's going to get you, too.
Just like the jackal.
Yeah, exactly. So people say, oh, that doesn't happen. I said, I've sewn people up with hundreds of lacerations from devil dogs, almost killing them. And believe me, we didn't run out of sutures, but we had spent hours sewing people back up after the dogs got them.
Well, again, I encourage people to find out more about my plan. And they, after reading it, I would encourage them to write to the president themselves.
I can't do it by myself. And the other thing I think we need to do is we need to also improve defenses against rocket missile attacks. For example, did you know that the Iranians, as well as the North Koreans, have been working on the idea of taking something as simple as a barge or a fishing boat, shooting a missile up 100,000 feet in the air with even a kiloton yield EMP weapon? If they're 300 or 200 miles off the west coast or east coast, it creates a radial destruction of EMP for 1,500 radio miles. So if you just hit one of the east and west coasts, both coastal areas, they have no power. They have no gasoline. They have no cell phone contact. They have no way of people ordering on e-commerce or anything. And people don't realize this isn't coming back soon. You know, we haven't produced layers so we can go back to like a 50s, 60s, or 70s, or 80s commerce or other systems to even pump gas. Our system is basically so fragile now, even a coronal mass ejection or an EMP weapon or hacking or, some fishing boat 200 miles off the coast shoots up a missile with 3-kiloton EMP weapon. Bye-bye cell phone, bye-bye gas. No more groceries going to the store. Don't get on the freeway because you're going to die there.
Yeah, it's all digital, no longer analog.
Yeah, the digital world is extremely fragile. And, you know, it's going to take honest brokers and honest minds to realize war is now obsolete, and also digital e-commerce war is obsolete, too. If we start a trade war with China or Russia, we don't have reciprocal trade because we can't have it, we'll kill our economy. So what Trump is trying to do is get a fair trade with other countries. Not trying to end it. Get fair trade. We can't go into a trade war. It'll get ugly. Thank you, John.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sometimes life.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.